The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various emails and websites that I've encountered over the past week, starting up with the North Carolina Reading Service's fundraiser from GroupRaise.com. Purchase Dave and Buster's play cards. Your Easter fundraising challenge. Earn up to $2,280 in bonus donations for your cause from April 2nd and 3rd. Check out the leaderboard to see where your organization stands. Dave & Buster's fundraising campaign supporting North Carolina Reading Service. Get your power cards at the hot link. Help us reach our goal. Organized by Tara Racine, North Carolina Reading Service provides access to daily news, local publications, educational materials, and entertainment programs for people who are blind, visually impaired, or otherwise print disabled, 24/7 and free of charge. Our mission is to bridge the information gap for individuals who cannot access printed materials and to connect them to their peers, family, and community. There are power cards for $20 each. The remaining days are from the 1st of April to the end of April. Get your Dave & Buster's Power Card to support North Carolina Reading Service for $20 per card. Redeem any one of over 150 Dave & Buster's locations. How it works. 1. Order. Place an order using the form. Number 2. Support. 50% of each Dave & Buster's Power Card purchased is donated back to the organization. Number 3. Enjoy. Visit any Dave & Buster's location to pick up your Power Card and start playing. Bonus. Encourage your community to do the same. Get your Power Cards at the hot link. From the American Foundation for the Blind, share your experience. Wet AMD and diabetic macular edema. Have you been diagnosed with wet age-related macular degeneration, WAMD, or diabetic macular edema, DME? Exafield, EXAFIELD, US. A healthcare market research recruiting company is conducting an important study to better understand the real-life experiences of individuals living with WAMD and DME. Eligibility: must be diagnosed with WAMD or DME. Must have had at least one eye injection treatment. Study highlights, format, 1 60-minute webcam online interview. Participate from the comfort of your home. Compensation, $100 for your time and insights. Diagnosis confirmation required. Ready to make a difference? Start the survey and find out if you qualify at the hot link. This study will end in May. Spots are limited. Don't miss this opportunity to have your voice heard and be compensated for your time. If you have any questions, contact Rosa Cruz, C-R-U-Z, at C-R-U-Z plus A-F-B at EXAFIELD.com. From Disability Rights North Carolina, DRNC conference schedule, disaster preparedness tips, DRNC in the community, and more. Late March 2026 newsletter, DRNC conference schedule, and more. Conference schedule announced, DRNC's 2026 Disability Advocacy Conference is May 6th. Do not miss it. As part of our In This Together NC theme, this year's event brings people from across the state together to learn, connect, and take action. Visit the event site at the hot link to explore sessions, map out your day, review hotel information, and find key details on accommodations and scholarships. Is your business or organization interested in sponsoring or exhibiting? There are hot links for those options. There's still time to get involved and show your support for disability rights across North Carolina. We hope to see you there. There's a button to see the full schedule. Spring cleaning. Hurricane season will be here before we know it. The official start to the Atlantic hurricane season is June 1st. Are your disaster preparedness kits up to date? While you are considering spring cleaning for the rest of your home, don't forget to review what should be in your emergency kit and review these tips for how to prepare for power outages at the hot link. DRNC in the community. Earlier this month, Dr. Craig Waleed, W-A-L-E-E-D, DRNC's project manager for the Unlock the Box campaign against solitary confinement, visited Duke University's campus with the Mobile Solitary Confinement exhibit. This replica cell offers a tangible, immersive experience that demonstrates the harsh realities of isolation, debunking misconceptions of its necessity or effectiveness, and highlighting the human cost. The attached video contains powerful footage from End Solitary NC's visit to Duke. It was filmed by Brian Scott, the executive director of Our Journey. Find out more at the hot link about the replica cell and work to end solitary confinement in NC. DRNC was thrilled to participate in the Coalition for the Advancement of Latinos with Disabilities, CALD, conference in Charlotte this month. Thanks to everyone in the community who stopped by. We had some wonderful conversations. Thanks to Habilidadox for hosting, Habilidadx. Pictured are DRNC's Vivianette Ortiz-Caraballo, case bilingual supervisory advocate, and Julie Ann Garcia Acosta, intake advocate. In case you missed it, DRNC in the news. There are hot links for each item. State probes alleged 24-hour confinement, educational lockdown at Durham Youth Home. Published in the News and Observer March 18, 2026. Mental health suit targeting NC jails could proceed as a class action. Published in the Carolina Journal March 17, 2026. North Carolina DPI investigates alleged denial of education at Durham County Youth Home. NC Newsline March 16, 2026. Scotland and Richmond counties consider building a regional jail. Border Belt Independent, March 11th, 2026. There's a hot link to read more news. About us. Disability Rights North Carolina, DRNC, is an independent 501c3 nonprofit charitable organization. We are North Carolina's protection and advocacy system dedicated to advancing and defending the rights of people with disabilities. There are hot links to read about our team and to donate. Get help, hot link, read more about getting help from DRNC. Resources hot link. Check out our library of resources. Careers. Read more about inclusive employment opportunities. Another email from the American Foundation for the Blind. Save the date. 2026 AFB Leadership Summit. One day, one voice, united. Monday, October 26, 2026, downtown Marriott Louisville, Louisville, Kentucky. It is often said that opportunity arrives when you least expect it. Uncertainties in the economy and federally funded programs that have created great anxiety across the field of blindness and low vision, rising inflation, cuts to local programs like public transit, and the availability of affordable housing have all tightened the disability squeeze that has long existed for people who are blind or have low vision. Factor in the rise of artificial intelligence, AI, which has already significantly changed the way things have always been done, and it's easy to simply want to throw in the towel. But what if we told you that throughout history our greatest opportunities have come out of our greatest times of uncertainty? For the past year, AFB has been listening to the needs of our community, and we have realized that now is the time to come together and break from the traditional conference, offering in its place a defining moment for our field, comprised of deliberations clearly defining the outcomes that will offer us clarity amidst the fog of uncertainty. The week of October 26, 2026 will be one for the history books, and we want you to be there with us. What's in store? An engaging, facilitated one-day leadership summit on Monday, October 26, bringing together over 100 thought leaders, scholars, practitioners, educators, advocates, and allied stakeholders, all committed to a single goal, to provide a space where we can listen, learn, and lead together. Leave with a platform for the field with clear deliverables that can harness our energy back home to sustain our momentum. A space to celebrate and be inspired as we wrap up the summit with a special evening awards reception, recognizing those in our field who inspire us to keep moving forward. And this is just the first day of a packed week of programming and celebrations as we pass the torch to the American Printing House for the Blind, APH, and the Council of Schools and Services for the Blind, COSB. who will continue that week with their own informative and engaging annual meetings, including a special APH Gala on October 27th, celebrating the opening of the DOT Experience, a world-class museum working to change perspectives about blindness and empower individual action toward a world that welcomes everyone. Registration will open in June, and more details are to come. Be sure to sign up for the AFB Leadership Summit email list to receive updates as they are released. 2026 Corinne Kirchner Research Award nominations. Her name is spelled CORINNEKIRCHNER. Do you know a colleague or professional who has made groundbreaking contributions to the field of blindness and low vision? Now's your chance to nominate them for the Corinne Kirchner Research Award. AFB established the Corinne Kirchner Research Award in 2007 to honor our longtime staff member, Corinne Kirchner, PhD, whose innovative research set the benchmark for much of the subsequent research in the field. The award recognizes research that employs a novel approach or investigates a new area of inquiry with the potential to impact policy or systems change. AFB will announce the next award recipient at the AFB Leadership Summit. Nominations must be submitted by May 1st, 2026 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. There's a hot link to submit your nomination. The North Carolina Reading Service Newsletter for April 2026. Inside this edition, the Dave & Buster's Fundraise, Missy Hollander's Memorial Service, 2026 New Visions Gala, and Birthdays. Missy Hollander, February 3, 1967 to March 9, 2026. We remember Missy Hollander's outstanding contribution to North Carolina Reading Service. There's a hot link about Missy. Her celebration of life is Saturday, May 2nd, 11 a.m. at the Mitchell Funeral Home at 7209 Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh, NC 27612. If you ever called the Reading Service during her years as volunteer coordinator, you heard her voice on the phone greeting you. Happy birthdays, Karen Edwards, April 1, Tom Bolton, April 1, Greg Cockcroft, April 5th, Jennifer Green, April 10th, Kelly Wolf, April 12th, Martha Potter, April 16th, Stanley Ray Hoffman, April 18th, Suzanne Hefner, April 28th, and Brandy Sprigata at April 30th. Click here to get your Dave & Buster's Power Card, April 1 through 30, to support North Carolina Reading Service for $20 per card. I read that item at the top of the half hour. Save the date. Our 2026 New Visions Gala will be Friday, October 9, 6:30 to 11 p.m., Crabtree Marriott, Raleigh. Gala sponsorship packages and tickets are available at the hot link now under the Events tab at ncreadingservice.org. Thank you for volunteering with North Carolina Reading Service. Share the news about our North Carolina Reading Service app on social media with community groups and with your own friends and family. The app is free and available for both Android and iOS devices. We thank the Hillsdale Fund for supporting the launch and future of the North Carolina Reading Service app. Gentle reminder, when rereading from the NCRS tablets after each broadcast, please delete all downloads and PDFs and clear out my articles from the NNO. Thank you. Here are more details on the 2026 Disability Advocacy Conference at the Friday Conference Center at UNC, May 6th, from disabilityrightsnc.org. Sign up today. Date, May 6, 2026, time 8 a.m. Across North Carolina, people with disabilities, advocates, and allies are shaping a future where everyone belongs. At the 2026 Disability Advocacy Conference, themed In This Together, we'll celebrate the progress we've made and chart the path forward together. Join us as more than 350 advocates, allies, and leaders gather for a day of insightful discussions, breakout sessions, and community building focused on ensuring that disabled people have the support, rights, and opportunities they deserve and continue fighting for. There's a hot link to register now. Registration is open. General admission is $175, including fees. Attorney admission, CLE, is $215, including fees. Admission includes access to plenary and breakout sessions, networking, breakfast, lunch, and exhibitor fare. In addition, attendees are able to sponsor a scholarship for $175 for a person with a disability to attend. Hot link to purchase tickets. Breakout sessions and schedule. We're excited to share this year's conference lineup featuring timely, practical sessions led by experienced attorneys and advocates, from Medicaid and fair housing protections to youth voice, self-advocacy, and systemic reform. This year's sessions reflect the real-world issues impacting people with disabilities across North Carolina. Whether you are an attorney, self-advocate, family member, provider, or community partner, you'll find meaningful opportunities to learn, connect, and strengthen your advocacy skills. Doors open at 8 a.m. Sessions start at 9 a.m. Conference closes at 4:30 p.m. Agenda and full session details at the hot link. The plenary speaker is Sherene Caraco. That's C-H-E-R-E-N-E-C-A-R-A-C-O. A hot link to become a sponsor, become an exhibitor, accommodations request, hotel information, continuing education, apply for a scholarship, photography and video authorization, and a refund policy. The ACB has introduced a survey to the FAA for passengers with disabilities regarding aircraft evacuations, posted April 1st, but not a joke. The Federal Aviation Administration's survey for passengers with disabilities regarding aircraft evacuations is now live. Please follow the link below to participate and provide your input. This is an important opportunity to offer the experiences of blind and low vision airline passengers. The website is https://FAA-gov/JFE/form/S4BY1IZYHWC. That takes you to the FAA Administration survey. Are you completing this survey with assistance from a companion? If yes, please answer the questions with the disabled individual's input or experience. Yes or no? Are you completing this survey as a parent with a child with a disability? If yes, please answer with the child's information and experience. Yes, no. What is the highest level of education you have completed? Not applicable for a child. Some high school graduate or equivalent, some college, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, graduate degree. What is your age from 0 to 100? What is your gender, male or female? Are you a veteran? Not applicable if you're a child. Yes, no. How many flights have you been on in the last 12 months? 0 through more than 10. There are 5 buttons. On a scale of 1, no experience, to 5, very experienced, how would you rate your level of expertise in flying in passenger airplanes from 1 to 5? As a person with a disability, do you feel safe when flying on a passenger airplane? Yes, no. As a person with a disability, do you feel comfortable when flying on passenger airplanes? Yes or no. Have you received a personal safety briefing from a flight attendant when traveling on a commercial airplane? Yes or no. Do you have a personal safety plan, for instance, strategies to aid you in the event of an emergency evacuation while you were on a commercial airplane? Yes or no. There's more. Have you ever had to evacuate an airplane? Yes or no. When traveling, do you mostly travel alone or with a companion? Mostly alone, mostly with a companion, both options. If you typically travel with a companion, would the companion be able to assist you in an emergency evacuation? Yes or no. What is your disability? What category does your disability fall under? Mobility, vision, hearing. Do you use a wheelchair? Yes or no. Please describe anything that would make flying a safer experience for you. Posted April 2nd on ACB.org, urge Congress to support the Same-Day Paratransit Innovation Act. Tell Congress to support the Same-Day Paratransit Innovation Act, emphasis. For many people with disabilities, paratransit rides must be scheduled 24 hours or more in advance, making it difficult to handle last-minute needs like medical appointments, work changes, or daily errands. The same day, Paratransit Innovation Act, House Resolution 8128, recently introduced in the House, would expand access to same-day paratransit services. This gives riders greater flexibility, independence, and control over their schedules. This bill would reduce barriers caused by advanced scheduling requirements, leverage modern technology to improve service, expand mobility and opportunity for paratransit users. Reliable, flexible transportation is essential to full participation in daily life. Join ACB in urging Congress to support House Resolution 8128 and improve access to same-day paratransit. Take action at the website https://speak4.app/lp/az01hshx query ts=1775134296. ACB's Claire Stanley shares a summary of this proposed legislation on our YouTube channel, https://www.youtube.com/shorts/xQ6GYH-RWU. Occupy Democrats has published an update on the Buffalo man who was released by ICE to die in the streets with vision impairment and not speaking English. A medical examiner just ruled the death of a nearly blind refugee abandoned by Border Patrol a homicide. It's official. What happened to Nurul Yadmin Shah Alam on a frigid winter night in Buffalo wasn't an accident. It was a homicide due to the negligence of federal customs and border patrol agents. Erie County's medical examiner ruled Wednesday that Shah Alam, the nearly blind non-English-speaking Rohingya refugee from Myanmar, who was dumped outside a closed coffee shop by U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents on a cold February night, died of complications of a perforated ulcer precipitated by hypothermia and dehydration. In plain English, he froze. He dehydrated. The stress burst open an ulcer inside his body, and he died alone on a Buffalo street because federal agents left a nearly blind man who spoke no English outside a closed shop in the dead of winter and drove away. Nobody called his family. Nobody told his attorney. Nobody made sure he was safe. Nobody told me or my family or attorney where my dad was dropped off, his son Muhammad Faisal told Reuters. CBP's official response that they dropped Shah Alam at a warm, safe location near his last known address and that he showed no signs of distress, mobility issues, or disabilities requiring special assistance is not just insulting, it is obscene. The coffee shop was closed. The man was nearly blind. He spoke no English. He had no phone. And he couldn't be deported. CBP's own agents knew he was a legal refugee with no removal order. They picked him up anyway, drove him across town, and left him in the dark. New York Attorney General Letitia James says Shah Alam fled genocide to build a life in this country. Instead, he was abandoned and left to suffer alone in his final hours. Buffalo Mayor Sean Ryan called it unprofessional and inhumane and a dereliction of duty. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz stood at a podium Wednesday and said he wished he could release the full autopsy to the public, but state law prevented him. This is who Nurul Amin Shah Alam was, a Rohingya Muslim who survived one of the worst ethnic cleansing campaigns of the 21st century in Myanmar. He made it to America. He made it to Buffalo. He had a family, a wife, children who loved him and searched desperately for him when he disappeared. He had already survived the unimaginable. He did not, however, survive CBP. New York Attorney General Letitia James said Shah Alam fled genocide to build a life in this country. Instead, he was abandoned and left to suffer alone in his final hours. Buffalo Mayor Sean Ryan called it unprofessional and inhumane and a dereliction of duty. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz stood at a podium Wednesday and said he wished he could release the full autopsy. I don't know why that was repeated in the article. His family survived genocide. America was supposed to be the safe part of the story until it wasn't. Please share and like this account if you believe what happened to Nurul Amin Shah Alam was wrong and that the people responsible must be held accountable. I believe part of that was AI. From fightingblindness.org, Vion Gen, that's V-E-O-N-G-E-N, reports promising clinical progress for Stargardt disease gene therapy. Vion Gen Therapeutics has announced encouraging clinical progress for VG801, an investigational gene therapy for ABCA4-associated retinal diseases, including Stargardt disease, with results to be presented at the prestigious ARVO 2026 conference in Denver this May. Importantly, VG801 has demonstrated a favorable safety profile with no dose-limiting or serious adverse events reported to date in both adult and pediatric patients. In the ongoing Phase 1 and 2 study, patients treated with VG801 showed consistent improvements in vision that have been sustained through 6 and 12-month follow-up periods, as measured by Best Corrected Visual Acuity, BCVA, the gold standard measure of central vision clarity. Additionally, patients demonstrated improvements using a newly developed virtual reality visual test, VRVT, which provides a more comprehensive assessment of functional vision in real-world scenarios. VG801 represents a significant advancement in Stargardt disease treatment. Using Vion Gen's proprietary dual AAV gene therapy platform, VG801 delivers a full-length functional copy of the ABCA4 gene directly to photoreceptor cells in the retina. This approach has the potential to address the underlying genetic cause of all forms of ABCA4-associated Stargardt disease, regardless of the specific mutation. Stargardt disease is the most common inherited retinal disorder, affecting approximately 1 in 8,000 to 10,000 individuals worldwide. Caused by mutations in the ABCA4 gene, the condition typically begins in childhood or adolescence with progressive central vision loss that can lead to legal blindness. Currently, no approved treatments exist for this condition. VG801 has received significant regulatory support, including FDA Regenerative Medicine Advanced Therapy, RMAT, designation, and participation in the FDA's Rare Disease Endpoint Advancement, RDEA, pilot program. These designations support enhanced regulatory interactions and potentially accelerated development pathways. The innovative VRVT assessment tool has been accepted into the FDA's RDEA program, supporting its development as a novel endpoint for measuring functional vision improvements in future pivotal trials. Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to fund cutting-edge research that helps advance promising treatments from early-stage development through clinical trials. From acbconvention.org, 2026 convention information. Hotel room information, the room rates at the Hyatt on St. Louis at the Arch is located at 315 Chestnut Street, St. Louis, Missouri, 63102. Room rates are $104 per night plus tax for single or double occupancy, $129 per night tax plus tax for triple occupancy, and $154 per night plus tax for quadruple occupancy. Current tax rate is 17.929%. Hotel reservations. To make reservations online, go to hyatt.com/events/en-us/group-booking/stlrs/g-acbl. The convention will be July 24th through 31st. I ran out of time for this week's episode of Vision News. I hope you enjoyed listening. I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print-impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Yes.